الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، قال الإمام ابن ماجة رحمه الله تعالى عن معاوية ابن قرة عن أبيه رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تزال طائفة من أمتي منصورين، لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى تقوم الساعة. قال شيخ الألباني: صحيح. ابن ماجه رحمه الله تعالى in his مقدمه of his sunan رحمه الله تعالى he mentioned that معاويه بن قره upon his father رضي الله عنه said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that there will always be from my ummah a group, that there will always be from my ummah a group victorious. Mansurin, لا يضرهم من خذلهم. That there will always be from my ummah a group that will continue to be upon the truth. And those who oppose them, or those who infiltrate regarding them, would not harm them. حتى تقوم الساعة, until the last hour is established. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قوامة على أمر الله, قوامة على أمر الله, لا يضرها من خالفها, لا يضرها من خالفها. قال شيخ الألباني: حسن صحيح. يعني حديث حسن صحيح. And Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there will always be from this ummah an upright group, a ta'ifa, a group that will be upright upon Allah's command, that will be steadfast regarding the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who oppose them will not harm them. This group, this ta'ifa, will be upright, steadfast upon the command أمر الله تبارك وتعالى, upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يضرها من خالفه, and none, those who oppose them will not harm them. They will not be able to harm them. وعن أبي عنبة الخولاني وكان قد صلى القبلتين مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لا يزال الله يغرس في هذه الدين غرسا يستعملهم في طاعته. قال شيخ الألباني: حسن. وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه قال: قام معاوية خطيبا فقال: أين علماؤكم؟ سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لا تقوم الساعة إلا وطائفة من أمتي ظاهرون على الناس لا يبالون من خذلهم ولا من نصرهم. قال الشيخ الألباني: صحيح. عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق منصورين، لا يضرهم من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله عز وجل. وقال الشيخ الألباني: صحيح. In this narration, other narrations, and Abi Inba al-Khawlani, he said that the messengers that وَكَانَ قَدْ صَلَّى الْقِبْلَتَيْنِ, and he was from those who prayed towards Mecca and also towards Quds. He was from those who prayed to both in both directions before it was revealed for the Qibla to be to Mecca. He prayed in those both situations, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And that is that he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will never cease. Allah will always keep a group in this ummah, in this deen, that he will use them fi ta'atihi, that will be victorious, prevailing their obedience and maintaining their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be steadfast. And Amir ibn Shu'ayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his father, he said that Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given a khutbah, and he says, "Where are your scholars? Where are your ulama? Where are your ulama? I heard the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the last hour will not come about except that there will always be a ta'ifa min ummati zahirin al-nas, that there will be a group, a steadfast group, that will be apparent upon the truth amongst the people. They will not pay heed to those who oppose them and those who support them." Qala Shaykh al-Bani, and Shaykh al-Bani said this hadith is sahih. And an Thawban radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that there will always be in this ummah a group that will be upon the truth. They will not be harmed by those who oppose them until Allah's affair is established. And Shaykh al-Bani said that this hadith is sahih. All of these narrations, these few narrations that Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, and with at the end of it, in this compilation, Shaykhana Ubaid al-Jabri hafidhullah ta'ala al-alama mentions the rulings of Shaykh al-Bani in saying the first one being hadith that is sahih, authentic; the second, that the hadith is hasan, sahih; and the third is that the third narration is hasan, which is sound; and the fourth is sahih, which is authentic; and the final one is sahih, which is authentic. All of these narrations have the same meaning as it relates to the group, the victorious group, the ta'ifatul mansura, the group that is victorious. And regarding these narrations and other than them pertaining to this group, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, and likewise Imam al-Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, said, "In lam yakunu min ahl al-hadith, fala adri manhum," that if this ta'ifa, this group, this saved group, if they're not from the people of hadith, if they're not the people of athar, the people who stick to the athar and the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly, then I don't know who they are. I don't know who they could be. Meaning that it's for definite that this group that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in akthar min hadith, in many narrations, is from the people of hadith, Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the people of athar, Ahlul Athar, the people of narrations, the people who stick to the athar of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So regarding to these narrations about this Ta'ifa, about this group, we're going to mention a few points. The first five points. The first five points is regarding the actual meaning that is taken from these narrations. And the sixth point that we're going to mention, inshallah ta'ala, is regarding the statement of Sheikh Al-Alama, Al-Imam Al-Albani, Hassan Al-Sahih. What did he mean when he said Hassan Al-Sahih? Na'am. So point number one. Point number one is a bishara bi'anna ahl al-sunnati la yafnuna bil-kulliyya hatta yati al-amrullah. And that is a glad tidings for the people of the sunnah, that they will not be non-existent. They will always be there. They will never be fully non-existent. There will always be people from the sunnah. And this is a bishara. This is glad tidings from that the messenger's given about this ta'ifa, this people of hadith. La tuzalu ta'ifatun min ummati mansurin. That there will always be this ta'ifa, this group that Imam Ahmed rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that is the people of hadith, Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. This is a bishara. This is glad tidings for the people of the sunnah. This is glad tidings for the people of the sunnah. Number two. In these narrations where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hatta yati amrullah, until Allah's affair is established, and in other narrations, Hatta taqum as-sa'a, until the last hour is established, and in another narration, Hatta yati amrullah, until Allah's affair, and so forth. All of these revolve around the same meaning. But which is intended here regarding as-sa'a, the end of time, is that it's when we talk about the end of time, there's sa'atul kubra and sa'atul sughra, and that is the minor end of time and the major end of time. Yani there will be the sa'a that the messenger here sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is the minor end of time, as-sa'atu sughra. And the reason Shaykhina Shaykh Ubaid Hafidhullahu Ta'ala, he mentions regarding the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim, that the end of time, taqumu ala shirar al-khalq, that the sa'atul kubra, the major end of time, when it's the end of time, there will be only people in in this world that will be evil, shirar al-khalq, the people, the evil people, as is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And so in this hadith, regarding the victorious group, these are the groups that will be upon khair, upon the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahl Hadith, and that will be Sa'at al-Kubra, not the final end of time, but before that. And that is the understanding of the ulama, of the salaf, regarding this affair. Point number three, لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ. In the narration, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that لَا يَدُرُّهَا مَنْ خَالَفَهُ, that the ones who oppose them will not harm them. The one that yukhalifuhum or yukhalifunahum, those who opposed this ta'ifatul mansura, these people of Ahl Hadith, khalafuhum ay min Ahl Shirk wal Kufr, from those disbelievers and the people of Shirk, whose opposition to the people of the Sunnah is clear. They will not harm them. The people of Shirk and the people of Kufr will not harm them. Point number three, وَلَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَّلَهُمْ. And those who are from the مُخَذَّلَة will not harm them. Who are the مُخَذَّلَة? The مُخَذَّلَة are those who يَنْتَسِبُوا إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ, are those who ascribe to Islam, and they ascribe to the Sunnah, but they defend the people of Bid'ah. They defend the people of bid'ah, and they defend the principles of the people of bid'ah. But they wear the libas of salafiyya, they wear the libas of the sunnah, but in reality, they are enemies to the sunnah. These mukhaddala, these individuals will not harm them. So in conclusion, regarding point number 3 and point number 4, is that those who are apparently against the people of the sunnah will not harm them, and those who are concealed and hide their opposition to the people of the sunnah will not harm them. And this is a glad tidings for Ahlul Sunnah, and this should encourage the people of the sunnah to stick to the sunnah, to stick to the sunnah, for verily the victory and the nasr and the success lies with those who stick to that which is the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon that day. So the mukhalifa, those people who are mukhalifun, those people who oppose clearly and openly the people of the sunnah from Ahl al-Shirki wal-Kufr, they will not harm them, and neither will those from the Mukhaddala, those who conceal their opposition, infiltrating the ranks of Ahl al-Sunnah, they will neither harm the people of the sunnah. Walhamdulillah, this is glad tidings and an encouragement for the abd to be patient and have sabr upon the sunnah. Like Awza'i, rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, isbir nafsak ala sunnah, waqif haythu ma waqaf al-qawm, waqul bima qalu, waqafu amma kafu an, wasluk sabilaka salaf as-salih. Isbir, be patient, ya Abdullah, upon the sunnah. Keep yourself steadfast upon the sunnah and stop where the people stopped. Say what the people said and leave that which they left. Ayy, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the salaf. Because that which they were upon is sufficient for you. It's sufficient. Isbir nafsak ala sunnah. Be patient upon the sunnah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a bishara. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a bishara, glad tidings that the ta'ifatu mansura, that the victorious group will be victorious. And those, and this group is Ahl Hadith, the people of the sunnah. And they will not be harmed by Ahl Shirk, those apparent opposers. And they will not be harmed by the mukhaddal and the mumayyi'ah, those who want to dilute the deen of al-Islam and the sunnah, dilute the manhaj al-salafi, wearing the libas of Ahl sunnah, but opposing them by defending the people of bid'ah. When the likes of Sayyid Qutb is refuted, they defend them and attack the ulama who refute Sayyid Qutb. When the Khawarij are refuted, they attack the people of the sunnah, indirectly or directly. When the people of innovation from the Ikhwani Muslimin, from the Tablighi Jama'ah, from these Firq al-Dallah, from these deviant groups are refuted, they attack the people of the sunnah. They backbite the scholars of the sunnah that defend the deen with the claim of being just and having rifq and having gentleness. But in reality, they are from the mukhaddala, opposing Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, wala yadurruhum, and they will not harm them. Why? Because la yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahin yuha. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his desires, but rather is a revelation revealed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَضُرُّهَا مَنْ خَالَفَهَا. That those who oppose will not harm. And also, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَضُرُّهُ مَنْ خَذَّلَهُمْ. That those who, from the مُخَذَّلَة, لَا يَضُرُّهُ مَنْ خَذَّلَهُمْ. Those who from مُخَذَّلَة, those sneaky, hidden infiltrators will not harm them. This is from the revelation. So believe it and have iman. And let this be a means of pushing you to be steadfast upon the sunnah. And do not dilute the deen and dilute your manhaj as Salafi. Naam. Point number five is that Ahlul Sunnah ala manhajin wahid. Is that the people of the sunnah upon one manhaj. The people of the sunnah upon one jama'ah. La jama'at. As Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah Ta'ala al-Alama. Hafidhullah Ta'ala in his refutation against Abdul Rahman Abdul Khaliq al-Turathi al-Ikhwani. The Sheikh, he wrote a book advising him, saying that this is jama'atun wahida, la jama'at. This is one group. The people of the Haqq, the Ta'ifatul Mansura, is one group. La jama'at, not different groups. And this is taken from this hadith, because the messenger called them Ta'ifa. He didn't say Tawa'if. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ta'ifa, the group, and they are one group upon the manhaj, upon the correct aqidah. They are the ones that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ستفترق هذه الأمة إلى 73 فرقة كلها في نار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his ummah will split into different groups and parties. All of them will be in the hellfire, except for one. Asked who they were. The companions asked, who are they? This ta'ifa, this one, this group, this ta'ifa, this group. And the messenger, this saved group, the messenger said, man kan ala mithli ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi. Those who are upon that which he is upon that day and his companions. Yani in aqidah, in itiqad, in ibadah. Those who are upon that day, the manhaj, the methodology, that manhaj that day, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon that day, is from the saved group, and they are the ta'ifatul mansura. They are the victorious group. They are the ones that Allah gives them nasr. They are the ones that Allah gives them victory. And point number five, we can add to this also, that the reason why they are ta'ifatul mansura, that they are victorious, is because of their tamassuk bi sunnati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of their adherence to the sunnah, to the correct aqidah, to the correct creed, to the correct methodology, to the correct manhaj, to the correct suluk, to the correct path, that tariq, that sabil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the path of the sunnah, the path of salafiyyah. Allah will give them victory. In tansurullah yansurukum. If you obey Allah and adhere to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will give you victory. And this ta'ifatu mansura are mansurun. They are mansurun. They are victorious. Why? Because they are alal haqq. Because they are upon the haqq. They are upon the truth. The correct aqidah, the correct methodology, correct manhaj. Naam. Point number six, and final point we're going to mention today regarding this affair is regarding some of these narrations we have. Sheikh Al-Albani, the Muhaddith, he says sahih, and we know the definition of sahih. Sahih means that it fulfills the five conditions that is required for a hadith of sahih. And if I were there with you, I would ask you, what are these five conditions? And I'm sure that you would say, inshallah, that the isnad has to be muttasil in the hadith to be sahih. The first condition, that it must be an unbroken chain of narrators in that isnad and that chain, number one. And number two, that the narrator is trustworthy, Number three, that the narrator has a high level of precision in relaying that which they have memorized or that which they have written. And number three, number four, that it is the narrators in that isnad do not oppose those who are stronger than them in hifz, in memory, and in trustworthiness, and so forth. And number five, that there are no hidden discrepancies. That there are no hidden discrepancies that are not clear in the naked eye. Those hidden discrepancies that the ulama of ilal, that the scholars who can decipher and identify these discrepancies have seen, that this narration is free from it, then we know that the hadith is sahih. And also we've mentioned in previous lessons here when Sheikh Albani, he says regarding the hadith of Abi Inba al-Khawlani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sheikh Albani said hadithun, that the hadith is hasan, that is sound, that is a notch lower in strength than sahih, and that is the narration that has all of the five conditions we previously mentioned for sahih, except that the memory and precision is weaker. That the memory and precision is weaker. Yani khafif al-dabt, not tam al-dabt. That the memory and the precision is slightly weaker, but it's acceptable. But it's acceptable, but it is not as strong as sahih. So we have these two definitions in the previous lessons that we've mentioned. But there is an issue here. Sheikh Albani, he said regarding the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال لا تزال الطائفة من أمتي قوامة على أمر الله لا يضرها من خالفه. The hadith of Abu Hurairah in this compilation here, Sheikh Albani, he says Hasan Sahih. He's mentioned both. It's Hasan and it's Sahih. What does this mean? It's Hasan and it's Sahih. Is there a contradiction? We're saying that it's Hasan, which we've mentioned that Hassan is a lower level, and is Sahih at the same time, which is a higher level in authenticity. What does the meaning Hassan and Sahih mean? We're going to deal with this inshallah ta'ala now. And that is that this terminology, Hassan Sahih, was mentioned primarily by Al-Imam Tirmidhi, rahimullah ta'ala. Tirmidhi mentioned, and he was from the foremost of those who established this istilah and this terminology for a hadith, saying is Hasanun Sahih. Hasan Sahih, sound and authentic at the same time. But what does it mean? The scholars of hadith had different opinions as to the meaning of Hasanun Sahih. We're going to mention four or five of these opinions, and we're going to mention finally what Sheikh Albani himself means when he says Hasan Sahih. So we're going to mention four or five opinions of what the scholars have said At-Tirmidhi intended by his statement Hasan Sahih. Hasan Sahih. The first qawl, أن يكون الحديث مرويا بإسنادين أحدهما صحيح والآخر حسن فيكون صحيحا بالنسبة الإسناد حَسَنًا بِنِسْبَةِ إِلَى الْآخَرِ. And that is that some of the ulama have said that when Tirmidhi said Hasan Sahih, what is intended is that there are two narrations. For this hadith, there are two isnads. There are two chains, isnadain. One of them is Sahih and the other one is Hasan. One of the chains is Sahih, which is the highest level of an authentic hadith. And the other chain of this same hadith, two different chains, the other chain is Hasan, which is a bit weaker, but still authentic in its own right. And that's why, so we have one isnad that is Hasan, and one isnad that is Sahih. This is the first explanation, and that is the explanation of Ibn Salah. That is the explanation and statement opinion of Ibn Salah, and it is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. It is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah that there are two isnads, one sahih and the other one hasan. And also this is the opinion of An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh. And Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, based upon this, ala hadha fama qila fihi hasan sahih fawqa ma qila fihi sahih. According to this opinion, in that case, that which is considered hasan sahih is higher than sahih on its own. That which is mentioned that is hasan, has a chain that is hasan and has a chain that is sahih, is stronger than a narration that just has sahih only. Why? Because it has many paths. It has two paths, so therefore it's stronger. That's that which this necessitates, Ibn Hajar says, rahimahullah ta'ala. The second opinion of Hasan and Sahih is that أن يكون المراد بحسن المعنى اللغوي. And that is that which is when it says Hasan Sahih, Sahih is authentic, khalas. That is sahih, the isnad is sahih. It's high level of authenticity. But it just, when it says hasan, it just means that the metan is good. That which is in the metan, that which is in the text is good. It's sound linguistically, it's sound according to the legislation, it's sound according to the wahi. It's sound. So we say that it is hasan bi'tibar al-metan, that is sound linguistically, yani is good. It's good linguistically. The meaning is good in the text. And the isnad is sahih, yani as it relates to those five conditions that makes a narration sahih. That is the opinion of Ibn Salah as well. So Ibn Salah has that opinion also. And this is also mentioned in Ba'ithul Hadith. In Ba'ithul Hadith by Ibn Kathir, rahmatullah alayhi. Although he doesn't support this opinion, he just quotes this opinion, and this is the opinion of Ibn Salah, rahmatullah ta'ala. The third opinion is that, that Hasan al-Sahih, anna hadhihi martabatan bayna al-Hasan wa-Sahih. فوق حسن ودون صحيح أن هذه مرتبة أو مرتبة بين الحسن والصحيح لكن وفهو فوق الحسن ودون الصحيح. And that is that Hasan Sahih is in between a Hasan Hadith and a Sahih Hadith. Is in between them. It's something in between. Meaning that it's higher than and more authentic than Hassan on its own, but not as authentic as Sahih on its own. So it's in between. Hassan Sahih is in between a Hassan sound narration and a Sahih authentic high level narration. I hope this is not confusing, inshallah ta'ala. So it is in between. This is the third opinion. This is the third opinion. And this is the opinion of Ibn Kathir. This is the opinion of Ibn Kathir that, because he said, وَالَّذِي يَظْهَرْ لِي أَنَّهُ, that the ruling, he said, that which is apparent to me is that Hasan Sahih is a station between these, between Hasan in the middle, station in between, as it relates to strength between Hasan and Sahih. So then according to this opinion, the highest level is Sahih. And then the next one is Hasan Sahih. And then Hasan is third. So Hasan Sahih is in the middle. And we mentioned there's many explanations or many opinions by the scholars. We mentioned finally the fifth or fourth final opinion. We've missed out quite a few, but we mentioned the last one here, and that is that أن المراد حسن لذاته والصحيح لغيره. And that is that this narration حسن صحيح means that it's حسن in its own right, What does that mean? It's Hassan in its own right. It means it didn't need any help to be Hassan. Because we have Hassan in its own right, and Hassan which has been assisted to become Hassan. Okay? So Hassan in its own right means it didn't need help to reach the level of Hassan. It didn't need help from other isnads, from other narrations, to reach the level of Hassan. In lidhatihi, yani in its own right. But as for Hassan lighayrihi, which is Hassan with help from other chains, it means that it was weak, but there were many other weak narrations which coupled together will make the hadith Hassan. This has become Hassan due to the assistance from other chains. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Hassan lidhatihi. So when we say Hassan sahih, we're talking about Hassan lidhatihi, meaning this is Hassan in its own right, fundamentally, without any help. And it's also sahih lighayrihi. It means that there are other narrations which are stronger, which have made this Hassan lidhatihi stronger. It's Hassan lidhatihi in its essence, it's Hassan in its own right, fundamentally, but there are other narrations that are stronger, aqwa, that in yakun irtiqahu ila darajati sahih lighayrihi, becomes sahih, but only becomes sahih because of help. It only becomes authentic because there are other narrations that have strengthened it. This is what the final opinion they say is Hassanun Sahih. Is Hassanun Sahih. And this is what Sheikh Al-Albani intends here. This is what Sheikh Al-Albani intends here. Because Sheikh Al-Albani, he said, وَإِذَا قُلْتُ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ جَامِعًا بَيْنَ الْوَصْفَيْنِ فَإِنِّي أَعْنِي أَنَّ إِسْنَادُهُ حَسَنٌ لِذَاتِهِ صَحِيحٌ لِغَيْرِهِ. He said, rahimullah ta'ala, that when I say Hassan Sahih, which he said in his authentication of this hadith, Hassan Sahih, when I say it together, Hassan Sahih, what I mean is a collaboration between the two characteristics. A collaboration between the two characteristics, meaning that the isnad is Hassan in its own right, fundamentally. In its own right, it is a Hassan, fundamentally a Hassan hadith. But it become authentic, sahih, because of other narrations that have strengthened it and moved it up to the station of being sahih, the station of being that high level of authenticity, i.e. sahih. So it's Hassan in its essence, but he's been assisted and moved up to sahih lighayrihi, yani that which is authentic due to assistance and help from other narrations that have pushed it up from Hassan to Sahih. So that's why it's called Hassan Sahih. Hassan Sahih. And this is what Sheikh Al-Albani means here. But which opinion is right? It depends on the person who authored it and that which they mention. If Sheikh Al-Albani, if Ibn Kathir says Hassan Sahih, we look at the opinion of Ibn Kathir. If Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says Hassan Sahih, we look at the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. We look at that which they say, because as for that which Tirmidhi means and intended in his statement, there is no clear-cut quote to say which one is correct, but there are those which are stronger, and some of the ulama have chosen others, some opinions over others. But fundamentally, that which concerns us here is the statement of Sheikh al-Albani, Hassan Sahih, and that is that it's an isnad. The isnad is good, sound in its own right, and also it's pushed up by other asanid and other chains that strengthen it and push it up to and strengthens it to become a level where it's sahih, yani lighayrihi, by aid from other asanid. So that is the explanation of the statement of Sheikh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, Hassan Sahih. And that is the sixth and final point of this amazing maqta of narrations dealing with the Ta'ifatul Mansura, the victorious group. It's authentic. And Sheikh al-Alama, Ubaid, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, he mentioned that this is, its meaning is mutawatir, that the meaning is mutawatir ma'nawiyyah, that the meaning of this victory for the people upon the haqq, victory for the Taifatul Mansura, the Taifa, this group, this people of hadith, that this meaning of them being victorious and not being harmed by outsiders and not being harmed by those who pretend to be with them but in reality oppose them. This is widespread narration in its meaning, it's authentic, and it's a glad tidings for the people of the Sunnah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us die and be firm and be guided continuously to being upon this path of Salafiyya, which is the group of the Ta'ifatul Mansura, the people of Hadith, the victorious group, that we die upon this. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين.